This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Legend, and we have a kind of a I-70 connection in a different timeline, in a different multiverse, in a different dimension. But Carpe Donctum has become meme legend in the course of the last year, and now every meme he puts out is solid gold, and it's getting a lot of attention from the White House, which then is causing mass flooding of liberal tears in your local blue area. So we got a couple new ones from Carpe Donctum, but he's going to join me in the next segment. But first, let's go to one of his latest here, where Brian Stelter was triggered by the latest Carpe Donctum meme.
Well, here's what Biden is up against. Here's how it may keep coming back and back and back. This is a meme that was created by a semi-anonymous man from Kansas City, from Kansas. He posted it,
Fake news.
The Trump world posted it, and then the president himself posted it on Twitter. It's Biden fondling himself. Now, on one level, just on another level, this is how politics is waged this day. These are the meme wars in action. Do you think Democrats understand what they're up against? Because there was a Mother Jones headline the other day saying the right-wing media machine is much more effective at this kind of visual communication, and the Democrats aren't even trying.
Speak the language.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Speed.
Ludicrous speed. Go.
If you can, to the freeze frame, anyone, a frame of Brian trying to focus and understand. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will understand this. I'm telling you. Memeology, and this is like, I'm telling you, Democrats, liberals, Brian Stelter, it's like we're all sitting at a dinner table and we're speaking a different language and laughing and having a good time and cheersing, and Stelter and Democrats and liberal and progressives are over there like, what? Why are they laughing? Why do I feel like they're laughing at me? What are they saying? What is going on? Stop it! We must stop this language! Silence this language! This language should be illegal! But no one's silencing it, so then they're like, well, this language is obviously extremist! This language is obviously racist! Where now they're saying, they're literally claiming white nationalists adopt clown as their next racist symbol. I mean, these people are memeing themselves.
They don't speak the language, but Carpe Donctum has mastered the language. He joins me next on the other side. Don't worry, Brian Stelter won't understand anything we say in the next segment.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something. You are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed. He's such a nice guy.
You know, I can't tell if I've reached peak maturity by the fact that I enjoy this video so much, or if perhaps I'm trending in the wrong direction. But I blame Carpe Doctum. The fact that...
Okay, what is this?
If you're a radio listener, it's the latest Carpe Donctum meme. It's just a little 30-second hit. And I guess it's like a, what is that, like a turkey or something? It's some yard bird puffing up on this dog. And it's like a Jack Russell Terrier dog. And it looks like some form of a yard bird. And it just starts chasing after the dog, and the dog's running away, and the bird's getting all big, fluffing up its chest and feathers, and it's got Trump's head on it. And it's just chasing this dog around the yard, and it's a CNN dog. It's got a CNN logo on the dog. Just listen.
He's such a nice guy. Hey, get out of here.
All right, so there it is. So thanks, Carpe Donctum, for taking my maturity level down a couple notches today with your Benny Hill theme, Trump yard bird chasing a dog. Totally brilliant. You teased this one, and you did not disappoint. So did you just find this video, or what made you come up with this idea to have the yard bird Trump chasing around the CNN dog?
I saw it on James Woods' feed a couple hours before. I just thought it'd be funny. You know, since it was right there and everybody's already tweeting it, it's always a good time to make something.
So the video of the bird chasing the dog was already going around, and then you figured, yeah. Oh, put CNN on the dog and then Trump on the yard bird?
Right. Yeah, it was already tweeted out by James Woods, so...
Well, it was the crew could play it right now. I've already seen it 1,000 times, and I'd probably start laughing again. But it was perfect timing too, because you already had your meme get pinned by the president just last week.
Right.
Then you had CNN get all flabbergasted by the fact that the president watches your memes and retweets them and pins them, and so then you use that segment to create a meme. And then you put this meme out today, which has been seen, I don't know how many thousands of times, probably almost 100,000 times now. Your Biden meme has been seen probably close to 20 or 30, 40 million times. I mean,
I think it's at 40 million now.
And here's the amazing thing, and I don't know if you agree. Tell me if you agree or disagree. I think that what's driving them so crazy about this, because I could imagine, I've traveled to different countries. I've had friends that speak different languages. And, you know, when you're sitting around in a group of friends and they're speaking a different language and everybody's kind of laughing, it's natural to have a little bit of frustration, like, oh, you know, you wish you were in on the joke. You wish you were, understood it. But, you know they're not talking bad about you, so you just say, oh, okay, I don't know the language. It's fine. But they genuinely don't understand meme language. It's like a foreign language to them. We keep speaking in it, we keep laughing, we keep having a good time, and they keep getting more and more frustrated, and so because they can't understand the language, they just want it shut down.
Well, alright, so this proves the exact point you're making. So the Brian Stelter meme, he didn't play the Space Force or the Space Force video. He played my video, and then I edited in there. So he became part of the meme after he shared it. That's how little he understands about meme and meme culture, is that he actually shared my doctored video where I added the space balls in there and his reactions, and he became part of the meme, and he spread it even further. So everyone that watches his show has now watched one of my memes. They never would have seen it before.
And you can see it. Guys, go back to that frame. You can see it in his face. It's a guy who's been studying this language like he's studying a foreign language, and he's genuinely trying to understand it, and he just can't get it. He just doesn't get it. Look at him. He's got an empty brain.
Well, and did you see I triggered Chris Cuomo this week, too?
Oh, yeah. And, hey, I give Cuomo credit. He actually kind of responds, and he likes getting into it. So I give him credit. He did respond to you, but, yeah, he
likes to get after it.
He thought he understood meme culture and meme language, but he didn't, did he?
No, not even a little bit. His Bring It On, Bro was hilarious.
Hold on, though. Can we correct the record here? Because Brian Stelter said that you're from Kansas. That's not true. You've never been from Kansas. You're from Iowa, and now you live in Kansas City, Missouri, correct?
Correct. Fake news.
I mean, do you want to make a statement right now to Brian Stelter for the fake news he reported?
Brian, that was despicable what you did, and I'm very disappointed.
No, I'm serious. What I want to do right now is let's use this. And I want you to just do a little 60-second, because let's take this clip, and you should put it on your Twitter, because Brian Stelter lied about where you're from. And I don't appreciate that, because I'm from Missouri, and I know that Missouri people have a lot of pride. And when you're on the Mo side of Kansas City, you know you don't want to be on the Kansas side. I mean, I don't need to say anything about what goes on over there, but we know what's up. So just take 60 seconds, and then I think you should clip this out and put it on your Twitter and ask for an apology, maybe. So look, Brian, you said that Carpe Donctum was from Kansas, and that's not true. It's never been true. So Carpe Donctum, would you like Brian Stelter to correct the record on his fake news?
Brian, I'm officially asking that you correct the record. I am from Iowa, and I am from Kansas City because I moved here. And I want you to go on air, and I would like you to apologize for spreading fake news about me. And I would like to play that meme one more time. Just play it for real this time.
And then maybe if he makes that apology, you'll consider stop memeing him. Maybe.
Maybe. It's a possibility. It's not a strong possibility, but it's a possibility.
But that's the only chance that Brian Stelter has. Brian, if you want Carpe Donctum to stop memeing you, you have to apologize for the fake news you said about him.
Yes. That's where we're at.
Now, let's say that over there at CNN, they have a genuine interest in understanding meme language. They clearly can't get it. Are you considering starting a course for the public, Memeology 101?
Listen, I'll talk to anybody. It doesn't matter where they are on the spectrum of things. So if they want to learn how to meme, or more specifically, if they want to learn how not to be the meme, then my door is always open. They can always come and talk to me. I would love nothing more than to be on Brian Stelter's show just so I could just destroy him on air.
There you go. Maybe Brian Stelter will bring you on air, but he'll be too busy looking for you in Kansas City. He doesn't, on the Kansas right. side, on the wrong side. He needs to come to the Missouri side to find you. He doesn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that what did he say? He said semi-anonymous. Like somebody.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean exactly?
Semi-anonymous.
Like, I think it means if you want to remain anonymous, you should probably stop it. You're only semi-anonymous. We know who you are.
But who is Brian Stelter, really? Do we even know? I mean, is he related to Pennywise?
Well, what I know about his lineage is he came from a russet. It was a russet and a Yukon Gold, I believe, is that they had a child, and then that child had a child, and it was him.
I've never seen Brian Stelter and Pennywise in the same place at the same time. I'm not sure what significance that has, but I'm just saying, I've never seen Brian Stelter and Pennywise at the same place at the same time. Brian! I'm not sure if Brian has even understood a word of this segment, because we've been speaking in meme language. So Brian might not even have understood. We need to get closed captioning for CNN, guys. Can we get closed captioning for Brian Stelter? He didn't understand a word of this segment. Brian, oh, little Brian. Little Brian Stelter cries at home.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Carpe Doctum with me here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones. So, I have just been sent a video. I don't even know what to say or think, but it's all coming together now. Apparently, white nationalists are now stealing the clown symbol or ideology, I guess, and claiming it as racist. The dementia, the Trump derangement syndrome, the total lunacy that the left has spiraled into now, it's honestly indescribable. So the crew is censoring this video. I don't know if Carpe Doctum is aware of this. I think his next meme is approaching, though. Carpe, are you aware of this? From Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas. Are you aware that the left is now claiming that somehow Trump supporters are stealing, I guess, the symbolism of clowns to make it racist? Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I heard about it a little bit ago, like I think maybe a day or two ago. I haven't looked into it very much, but I know that they're doing the same thing they did with Pepe the Frog, and they're trying to make that this clown thing into a racist thing. I'm sure that it has origins on 4chan, because that's where usually most of this stuff comes from, and they just troll. They troll journalists and TV personalities to think things like the OK symbol is a white power symbol, or milk is racist, or all of those things that they've done already. I'm sure it's just one of those.
See, and this is why they need to learn how to not be a meme. Guys, flash that video that I sent you that we're going to cover once we cleaned it up. This is a perfect example of how you're doing it wrong. This is asking to become a meme. This is begging to become a meme. In fact, it's so bad, I'm wondering if this isn't a conservative pretending to be a liberal to get memed. But I think it was the Pepe that they put in a rainbow wig that has apparently triggered this, which, by the way, that's been around for years, but now they're just responding to it.
Well, I forget what they call him. He has a name. Oh, it's Jared Holt's reporting on it.
Well, he's a crack journalist. You know, he celebrated his whole weekend because he finally got verified on Twitter. Literally made his weekend.
I talked to him in DMs about it.
He got a new cat.
He was pretty excited. You got a new cat, too?
Yeah, he got a new cat over it. I think he's got two or three cats now.
So he's a crazy cat lady now?
Well, no, I mean, you know, you gotta get a pussy somehow, so he's got a couple cats. What?
Oh,
guy, what? What? It's the only way he can get a cat is by getting it. What? What is? Did I make a joke? I'm sorry. So, but Jared Holt, dude, I actually like Jared. I tried to be friends with the guy, but, you know, celebrating your Twitter verification by buying another cat, that's how you meme yourself, bro.
That's how you become a meme. I don't like his politics at all, but I've been, you know, kind of cordial with him over the years, but, that's not the way to get taken seriously.
Hey, it's okay.
It's okay to have cats. It's fine. There's nothing against
cats. Everybody needs pussy in their life. It's fine. So Jared has five cats, and it's fine. I don't have any cats, but you know, everything's fine in Jared Holt's world. He's finally verified, and he's got.
If I had a cat, I'd name it Jared.
How dare you do that to cats? But look, Jared got the big story. I give him credit. He was actually ahead of his time on this one. White nationalists adopt clown as their next racist symbol. I had no idea we were doing this. I mean,
yeah,
we've been doing this for years, but apparently it's new news.
I was NBC called me extremely far right. So I guess I didn't get that memo, or like I'm not subscribed to the right newsletter. Not sure. I have no idea that's what we were doing.
No, so, but look at this. This is the pop-up notification when you land on rightwingwatch.com. This is the pop-up notification.
Okay.
Stand against hate. From white supremacists to the radical religious right. Right-wing extremism is on the rise. Pledge to stand against hate. Sign up now at rightwingwatch.com.
Just take my money, Jared. That was such a good statement.
Meanwhile, I don't know what the deal is with these people. They are the ones that hate us. Like, I don't hate you, man. I came up, every time I see Jared, I come up and I say, hey, bud, how you doing? Like, we're the least hateful people, man. I'm having fun, okay? I'm having fun right now memeing you.
Brian Stelter DM'd me before the reliable sources thing and was asking me questions. I really thought about just sending him all of the videos I've done of him, like just in DMs. But I answered his questions. As much as I make fun of him, I'm still a nice guy. I'm not going to be mean to him.
So, can you stick around for another segment after this?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, we're gonna do some new memeing. I've got an idea. We're going to meme hardcore on the other side of this segment. But
I'm good with that.
You know, I just think it's hilarious that they don't understand that they're just digging themselves a bigger hole. Like, you can't un-meme a meme. When you try to un-meme a meme, you just give the meme more power.
Right. You definitely can't respond to it in the way you would normally respond to it. Like Joe Biden and his response to the to my video that Trump tweeted, it was not a solid response. And Brian Stelter retweeting and Chris Cuomo retweeting, not the right move.
Hey, what do you think about this big news? Did you hear that Gillette Venus has just announced Amy Schumer as their new model? Have you seen this?
So they don't want to sell women's razors either? Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the marketing campaign, but they've decided to go with Amy Schumer. There she is there. Posing as a beached whale. So I think that Gillette, I just wanted to give them some credit here because, you know, it used to be the best a man can get. Now it's men are the worst in the world. And then, but it's probably a good marketing move, I think, here for Gillette to go with Amy Schumer. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go social justice warrior, then you have to go all in. I mean, you can't go halfway. You can't just be sort of a social justice warrior. You have to like go scorched earth with it. So this makes sense.
Man, you know, I'm at a point right now where I'm trying to decide: do I ratchet it back or do I go forward? Like, do I not be so mean, or do I push the ball forward and be even more mean?
I think we know the answer to that.
All right. Well, look. I'm just getting word into my ear. This is not actually Amy Schumer.
Oh my God, it isn't?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, but well, Amy Schumer was supposed to be the model for Gillette Venus, and then this woman showed up and ate her.
Oh my God, this is a national tragedy.
All right, get the typewriters ready. Owen Schroyer body shames new Gillette Venus model on the beach. It's fine. I get it. Whatever.
Chuck Schumer's going to come after you.
No, Chuck. No, actually, Chuck Schumer's going to dive into that and try to find Amy again. All right, we got new memes coming on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. A year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And my guest is Carpe Donctum, meme legend. We're still investigating whether or not he was featured in a South Park episode. The jury is still out on that, but we'll monitor that investigation
as it's ongoing. I've also got a viral clown video coming up in the next segment you're not going to want to believe, but there is that Carpe Noctem. We cannot confirm or deny, folks, but it's rumored that that character featured on South Park might be Carpe Noctem. Well, I got to say, what we're about to do here is quite groundbreaking, and what we are actually going to have the Brian Stelter interview of Carpe Noctem here on the Alex Jones Show. So that's the kind of groundbreaking stuff that we bring to you here at InfoWars. So let's go ahead and I'm going to pitch it. Go ahead, bring Brian Stelter on in, folks. Thank you so much, Owen.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad that we're able to do this interview here on InfoWars. My bosses at CNN said this type of content was too racist for our airwaves, but obviously InfoWars totally supports this. I am a little nervous right now because your meme power scares me, but I just have to come out and say it. I believe you're a racist, and I believe that, yes, I know, the truth hurts, and I believe that your racist memes are causing irreputable damage to this country, and it's just disrespectful to minorities. And so, what do you say for yourself after committing these crimes against humanity?
I'm just really sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I try to be a good person, and I just can't do it sometimes, and I'm really sorry.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you would take this stance in front of your young child there, because we don't want a future for our kids. Our kids to grow up with this meme culture that you've created. And let me ask you this. Have you heard from PETA, from your latest meme, for the abuse of animals now that you're engaged in?
I haven't yet, but I see where you're going with it. And you know what? I realize now that doing what I did to that poor bird,
I mean, do you think that bird wants something to do with Trump?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't ask, and that was part of the problem, is I didn't get consent from the bird before I put the head on it, and I'm really sorry.
Now, think about that dog that you've tortured now, too. Now that dog.
The dog's fine. The dog is now CNN, so that means he's obviously good.
Well, you've been torturing us, too, Carpe Noctem. Don't you understand? Yeah. We feel tortured by you, and I just feel that this dog now is going to have to live with this anguish and this pain that you've caused him. And quite frankly, I think PETA should file a complaint against you.
What do you think?
Did your child just give me the finger? Oh my gosh! Okay, so now not only are you abusing yard birds? You're now making your child flip the bird.
That is correct. I think that's where we're at, Brian.
Well, this is unbelievable, folks. I've got breaking news. Brian Stelter here from CNN. Not only does Carpe Noctem abuse animals, we will immediately get this to PETA, but now I need Child Protective Services to come and figure this out, because I'm pretty sure that live on camera, Carpe Noctem just made his kid flip me the bird. This is abhorrent behavior that we're witnessing right here live on air, folks.
What do you think about this guy? What do you think about him?
Did he just wave me off?
Oh, I don't think he likes you.
Well, I'm not surprised, being as how he's probably from Kansas like you.
Well, I mean, he's better looking than you, too, though. So.
Well, I have heard that I have the type of face that only a mother could love.
only a potato could love. That's what I think.
Well, I did get my DNA test, and the potato is actually one of my closest relatives.
It was russet, right?
Well, actually, my uncle is featured in Toy Story, Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah. He plays with one of those.
You see, this is the type of meme we're talking about.
This is the type of meme we're talking about right here. And now you're abusing potatoes. Is there any limit to your bigotry?
There's literally no limit to my bigotry. It goes so deep. It has no bottom. You can't reach the bottom. It goes on forever.
Wow. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Stelter here from Reliable Sources with CNN. We break the truth. We've discovered now the truth about Carpe Donctum. He abuses animals. He makes his kids flip CNN hosts, the bird. And he has no respect for even food. And he memes potatoes. So you'll only get this type of quality content on Reliable Sources with CNN. I want to thank InfoWars for giving me this platform to do this groundbreaking interview. I think we now know the truth about the real Carpe Donctum. And if I can, I will dox him to the public so that you can go harass him and his child. Because that's what we do at CNN.
You got more viewers than on InfoWars than you did on CNN.
Wow. How about that for Brian Stelter? Hey, give Brian Stelter a round of applause. That's the biggest interview Brian Stelter has done in his career.
Pretty sure, yeah. I think that was the mountaintop, I think.
I think so. And I got to say, your young child is already outsmarting Brian Stelter. I mean, it doesn't take much. But hey, you got to give him credit where credit's due.
That's true. I was going to say that this was actually Brian, but it was too mean. I couldn't do it to him.
Yeah, you don't want to put that on your young child like that.
No.
Leave it to the potato head. Like that, right there. Mr. Stelter Potato Head. But look at that cutie that you got right there on your lap. Boy, that's fun. All right, you want to go play dad.
You know who this is? This is Jones. No, it's not actually related to Alex Jones, but that's what his name is.
That's Jones right there?
Jones.
He's pretty relaxed for a Jones.
Yeah, he has not been taking the super beta male or super whatever.
He's not taking the super male vitality yet?
Yeah, the super male vitality.
It looks like he's saying, Daddy, give me the super male.
He says, I need my brain force.
So little Jones joins us on Carpe Donctum's lap. Well, hey, we're going to let you go play dad. We've had a lot of fun with you. And I'm looking forward to the next meme, whatever it is that you're working on, and we'll be sure to promote it.
You can follow me on Twitter, and you can follow me and all my friends on the Donald on Reddit. And thank you for having me on again. We need to stop doing this, otherwise people are going to start talking.
You mean quit having our meetings out in broad daylight?
Right.
Keep it behind the scenes?
We need to go to that secret club that we're all part of that we don't know about.
Yeah, but it's run by the clowns.
That's right. Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't like the clowns. He's mad about
that. Yeah, he doesn't. All right, it's Carpe Donctum, folks. It's meme legend. And just follow him on Twitter for the greatest memes, and they get retweeted by the president now, and it just has the left going nuts. Now, there has been a drought in some areas, so you can thank Carpe Donctum for providing liberal tears to stop those droughts. All right, there goes Carpe Donctum, at Carpe Donctum on Twitter. He is meme legend. I'm Owen Schroyer, filling in for Alex Jones. Coming back, I'll do a quick news blitz, play this shocking clown video. The left keeps going deeper into insanity, folks. Honestly, I don't even know how to analyze this next one. You can do it with me on the other side. During this four-minute break, go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of our big specials.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
I've never been to Russia.
I got it.
And I'm not a Russophile.
Watch me!
But I do know that most of the claims mainstream media makes against Vladimir Putin and Russia turn out to be almost entirely untrue or flat-out lies. Like the fact that he kills members of the media all the time or shuts down the free press. None of it's true. He has taken over some of the state-run media and put people in that are actually pro-Russia, pro-sovereignty, pro-Christian, pro-free market. But there's no evidence he's had any members of the media killed. But separate from that, let's just say he's got problems. Okay, fine. Paul Watson has a big article up on Infowars.com pointing out today that Putin came out in a big interview and said independent, free political debate is essential and that citizens shouldn't be censored for their criticism of government or their support or anything else. He said what really mattered was stopping criminals and cyber hacking and things like that. He was critical of the massive censorship we see popping up in the European Union and now in the United States. So Putin understands that we're dealing with authoritarianism here in the West that covers its actions under the name of hate speech and political correctness, but really it's just good old-fashioned totalitarianism and censorship, and it's getting worse. Again, Christina, I'm on board saying arrest people that say Hillary is a crook to the former FBI director. This is the nature of what we deal with. So where's it going to go from this point? Well, only down, because President Trump's done a great job on many other fronts. But so far, other than saying he would go after colleges with an executive order that don't allow free speech on campus, he's done almost nothing other than tweet about it, about the organized, racketeering, massive, coordinated censorship to manipulate and steal the last election 2018 and to clearly try to steal 2020. From Brian Stelter to the rest of them, they're on television calling for more censorship and basically policing. The corporate media polices for big tech, and it's dangerous. It's un-American, and it's up to us, we the people, to take action politically, economically, to stop it and to light a fire to the president's butt to do that as well. You know, Trump's former DHS head kept soft-soaping what was happening at the border and backpedaling and playing games and talking out both sides of her mouth. And she's gone now, and a hardliner is about to be put in. And a lot of that's because we've been keeping a fire lit under Trump's butt. He's busy. He's getting pulled from a lot of different sides, and he means well. But in all this cacophony of voices, we need to be the loudest defending this republic. So let's continue to lobby the president to defend the First Amendment and to stop big tech racketeering, to make sure they follow Section 230. But again, Vladimir Putin, free speech is critical for an open, free society, and the Internet shouldn't be censored. Only criminal activity should be stopped. Sounds like Putin's trying to follow Section 230. Maybe we should as well.
That's Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I want to thank everybody for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of you sent me the products you purchased on Twitter, and I just can't say how much it means for you to support us. And I know that a lot of you share the links, share the videos. That means a lot as well. I know that you risk scrutiny and censorship when you do that, but this is the InfoWar, and we salute you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and sharing the links at InfoWars.com. Now, I'm really not even sure how to properly characterize this other than Trump derangement syndrome and beyond, because the left has gone into a complete fit of lunacy. And so the story comes from my favorite left-wing commentator, Jared Holt. White nationalists adopt clown as their next racist symbol. These people actually think they're in our head. There's been so many different forms of Pepe put out there. There's like Trump Pepes, like Arnold Schwarzenegger Pepes, thinking man Pepes. It's just like you just make all these Pepes. It just became this kind of like infinite meme. And so one of them has been Pepe in like a clown mask or Pepe in a rainbow wig. It's been going on for years, but somehow this is now our new thing. But here's what happens. The left thinks they have conservatives figured out, and they're so far off base. I mean, they need a map and a key, and it's just like they still can't figure out where the hell we are. They can't even understand the language that we're speaking. But they still need to provide commentary on it and act intellectual. So what they do is they pretend like they know what they're thinking, and then they project what they think we're doing with a clown Pepe when it's totally off base. But then we roll with it out of just because it's a joke, how out of touch with reality they are. And so then it becomes this weird, like, fake self-fulfilling prophecy that they then think is real. But because they don't understand meme language, they don't understand that they're a continual, infinite loop of perpetual memes. And so, yeah, you think we're taking some clown symbol as like our next symbol, even though that's like way out of left field, totally inaccurate. Now we will. But you're only giving us more ammo to meme on. Here is a video. Folks, television audience, you'll see this. Radio audience, it's a woman. She's got weird hair. I don't even know how to explain it. Weird clown makeup on. And now she's going to war for the clown Pepe meme.
I'm pissed off, and I'm angry, and I'm disgusted, and I made a video ranting about it, but I don't even think I want to post it because I don't want to give them that much attention. We'll see where it goes. You know, I'll keep the video on ice, and we'll just see how far they want to take this.
Put the video on ice. Pause it right there.
I'm ready.
Look, lady, do you know how insane you are? First you do a rant on... First you paint your face up like Pennywise the Clown to do a rant. Then you do the rant on video, and you don't even publish it, so it's quote-unquote on ice. And then you do a follow-up rant in a clown outfit, in a clown makeup outfit that you put on for this rant about clowns that is literally concocted in your own mind. The conservatives are using clown memes for some agenda. It's all in your mind. And now because of that, you've now painted your face like a clown. You've done a video rant that you have on ice. And then you do a follow-up video that you think is going to somehow be a victory. Go ahead.
But I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go to motherfucking Quar.
Wait, Quar?
You're not going to take a symbol of...
Hold on. Can you rewind that? Just hold on. Pause that. Rewind that back 10 seconds. Did she say she wants to go to Quar? What is Quar? Hold on. Go ahead.
I'll keep the video on ice, and we'll just see how far they want to take this. But I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go to motherfucking Quar.
Quar.
You're not going to take a symbol of happiness and acceptance and multiculturalism and turn it into something racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic and transphobic. You're not going to do that on my watch. You're not. So, Pepe, he belongs to me now.
Oh.
Pepe the frog.
The cartoon
with
belongs
his curly-ass afro clown wig belongs to me. That is a symbol of the resistance now. I encourage you all to share. I'm going to Photoshop a picture of Pepe with just tons of pro LGBTQ symbols and pro black symbols, and we are taking Pepe back. He's mine. I'm adopting him. I'm saving him from these freaks, these degenerates who think that it's okay to take a symbol of happiness and just it's disgusting. It's sickening. It's sickening that people would take such a positive thing like clowns and try to make it into a symbol for your racism. You're pathetic. The clown emoji belongs to us, the Lunchables. Pepe the Frog, the clown version, and just him in general, honestly, because he's been through a lot. He belongs to us, the Lunchables. You really thought, you neckbeard, Cheeto, dust, butt-sniffing, fart-sniffing, rip off your mother...
No, stop it! Oh my God! Please rewind this. Rewind this 15 seconds. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold back my laughter. This can't be real. This has to be a conservative troll, right? I mean, this cannot be real. Please roll it one more time.
You really thought, you neckbeard, Cheeto, dust, butt-sniffing, fart-sniffing, living with your mother, father, grandma, I don't care, you f***ing ass. I have adopted Pepe, and he's mine. They went, oh, we're going to put the symbol out there. You put it out there, well, guess what? I grabbed his ass, and now he's mine. You cannot take this from me. I will not let you. Wow. Clowns are a symbol of happiness and acceptance, and like I said, multiculturalism. We embrace everybody. We embrace you, whether you're black.
Okay, so there you go. News update, Pepe's a fictional character, okay? So I don't know how you plan on grabbing and adopting Pepe. And it was Pennywise the Clown. If anybody's demonized the happy symbol of a clown, it was Stephen King and Pennywise and all the movies with it. And then she's like, clowns are supposed to be a symbol of happiness and fun. You're the one that's so angry in the video. We're having fun with it. You're the one that's angry. But where does it go from here? Because she's ready to go to whore over this. She's ready to go to whore over Pepe the Clown meme.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.